The 22nd head coach at Michigan Tech, Joe Schunk.
The Huskies got a 2-1. Bring it up across the line. Ian Smith looking in front. Sasha just scores! Missed the end! Put it in!
I am a Uper.
They'll flip it up to Reitmeier. He holds it in. Here comes Grayson Reitmeier. He'll shoot! Scores!
I love UP.
Oh, what a play by Michigan Tech!
And my heart is hit.
Save it for Misiak. Misiak wraparound attempt. Break to the front of the goal. It's behind him! Scores! Into the net!
Go Huskies.
This is the Joe Schunk Hour on the home of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Brought to you by Pisani Company Distributing, Edward Jones Financial Advisor John Nelson in Houghton, the Turbo Agency in Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, and Peterlin Distributing of Calumet. Now with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Joe Schunk, here is your host, Dirk Hembraugh.
Thank you very much, Josh. We appreciate it, and we can't wait to talk about Michigan Tech hockey for the next 60 minutes. And just a reminder that Coach will answer your questions if you send them in to us, and do so by emailing dj@themix93.com. Hi, Coach.
Hello, Dirk.
Welcome to your show.
Thanks. Today would have been a good day, I think, to bring in a couple of players. Yeah. I believe it's the Twins' birthday today, the Piedmont
boys.
It is. I believe it's Logan and Blake's birthday today.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
So we'll happy birthday to them. But I believe it's their birthday. Am I right on that?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Good, it is their birthday.
Yeah.
We also want to say early happy birthday to you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah.
And congratulations again on your 50th win.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
On Friday night. It was a big win. Tough loss on Saturday. I know we certainly need and want every point we can right now. And just your overall thoughts on the two games, Coach?
Well, I mean, it's what we thought, what we expected going in. It's what we expect going in next weekend as well. Every game we play, it doesn't matter who we play, is going to be the same. They're all identical. We defend very well. We have, you and I were talking about this just a little while ago. We have a lot of things built into our defensive structure that allows us to have, success as long as guys, as long as they do their job. And our guys do their job. They do an excellent job. We have a great group of kids. We've said that they're very attentive. They work very hard. And so they do their job defensively, but offensively, we just don't, we don't have, we just don't have that, within us individually to want to be great offensively. We just want to play. And, that's, so every game's going to be, no matter who we play, North Dakota, we play Clarkson. They're going to be 2-1 games with a, maybe an empty net goal here there to make it a 3-1 game like all those games were.
Mm-hmm.
That's just going to be the way they are. Or we're going to play Ferris State or anybody else, and it's going to be a 2-1 game. If we can get that second goal, we're going to have success. Or that third goal, we're going to win. On most nights, we've shown that, our goals against average is among the best in the country. Our defensive game is among the best in the country. And we don't sacrifice any offense in order to do that. It's within our game. Our game's set up for a good transition. We do get good transition. We just don't create much with that, with our puck management. So it's,
Isn't it the opposite of what you normally have to deal with as a coach, where guys don't want to play defense and they just want to score? We're playing really good defense in our zone, but we're not scoring.
No, it's not the opposite. You see this with teams are challenged. Where we'd be a weak team, where we'd be a team that'd be in the bottom of the league, and we'd be a team that'd be in the 50s in the national rankings, would be if we didn't defend like a top team, which we do. That's what I was brought here to do at Michigan Tech, to put a defensive structure in place when I first came here, it was well known. My job was to bring our goals against average down 0.3. We ended up bringing it down more than a goal against. Team had an over 500 record in years and years, and we did right away, and have been that way ever since for the most part. But the offensive side of it is a lot of hard work. Again, defensively, we have a lot of mechanisms built in to have help on battle situations. So we come out with those pucks. offensively, your job is to beat a guy to create an odd man situation somewhere else, to create an odd man situation offensively. That's where we're challenged. And, you know, as a coach, as the coach of this team, if I have a frustration, and I love this group of guys, I really do, I love them, but if I have a frustration, it's the frustration of a parent or a teacher that wants so much for their kids. They have so much opportunity. They want so much for their kids. But the kids got to want it. You know what I mean? The kids got to want it. Now, last year, we had some problems, as you know, because we had people that wanted to put up points for personal reasons and cheated the defensive side of it. So all of a sudden, we're giving up 4 goals. Well, we don't have enough firepower yet, and we will, but yet to cover that. So that was the challenge of, you know, come on, you got to get team oriented. We don't have that problem at all this year. These guys are absolutely outstanding. I think that Smitty and Ray have done a great job leading these guys. They're bought in. They just don't want to grab that opportunity to be great. And the difference between us right now and a top 10 ranking, which is where we were, is one goal. One goal a game on the average. One goal. We could have got that one goal the other night on the power play and the numerous opportunities we had, 5-minute major. And you gotta just bear down and get gritty and get good at that area. And that's where I'm talking about compete. I'm not saying our guys don't compete in battle, but they don't compete individually enough, I think they shortchange themselves with the talent level we have. Now, the problem we have with that is how do you hold it accountable? How do you hold it accountable? You want your leaders to pull bottom guys up and say, this is the way we do that, and challenge them to be better. You want that for sure. And you want the bottom of the lineup to push and take guys' positions to make them better so there's more of a fight for being in the lineup. Those are the two things right now that we lack a little bit, is that pull to, hey guys, we have to do this. We lack that pull, and we lack that push from the bottom saying, I want your position, I'm going to take your position. Guys get in the lineup and they settle for mediocrity as well in that part of the game. So that's what we deal with. It's a parenting frustration. You know, I go two ways on it. I go with, you know, we have a very, we don't cut guys here. We don't do things like that. You know, we have to improve our depth. We know that. We said that last year, and we did. We have improved our depth. We're a better team. You know, we're a better team. But this is Division I athletics, and these guys, you know, you can be a parent like I talk about, and you can have, you know, you can have 4 kids. 3 of them can be highly motivated, highly structured, highly driven, med school, whatever, you know, artistic, whatever it is. And 1 cannot be. And what do you do as a parent? You know what I mean? What do you do as a parent? You love unconditionally, you keep coaxing, you hope that it comes around, right? That's what you do as a parent. So there's that side of me as a coach. Then there's the other side, that this is like the military, and the NCAA is the military, and you have Division II, Division III, you know, club hockey, you have things like that, which is the branches of the military. And then you have Division I athletics, which is the elite, which is, you know, Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Green Beret, the elite. And those people choose to be there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the job is to weed out those that don't have what's needed to be there. That's the fine line. That's the fine line that we need guys that have the mentality that we need to be special here. You need to be special here. Our university is based on that. President Kubek, Dr. Sandregret, all the deans, all the provosts, everybody here, Michigan Tech is deemed the best bang for your buck in Michigan for education. Students come here and leave with the highest entry-level earnings, the highest mid-career earnings of any institution in the state of Michigan. Mediocrity is not the standard here. There's a lot of places that you can go for the college experience. You know what I mean? The college experience. I'm going to send my kid to school because I want to make sure that they enjoy the college experience. Well, you're coming to Michigan Tech to prepare for a career. That's what you're doing here. That's the mentality. We have to have really the mentality of this community on our team, the mentality of the community, the mentality of our great institution. And I think that that wanting to be the best, no matter where I'm from, if I'm from Saudi Arabia, if I'm from India, if I'm from wherever the all these great students come from here to be the best, our athletes have to come here to be the best as well. That's the disappointment that I have when I talk about compete and things like that. We have it in the room. We have nine forwards that can certainly up our output one goal. We have defensemen that can contribute to upping our output one goal. We need to up our output one goal. I mean, and you can't do it by playing perimeter soft hockey with the giveaways we have. You know, we controlled the game the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We deserve better results than we get.
Can I ask you from a fan's point of view? I listen to what people around me ask, you know, after the games and stuff like that, and I know things that I want to know that are behind the scenes. What can you tell us, like in a game like Saturday night, where, you know, we're just struggling to score goals again? We're playing a team that is playing hard against us, but, you know, maybe on paper we should be winning. The great hockey fans at Michigan Tech games wonder, like, is there somebody down in the locker room in between periods, you know, standing up and said, guys, you know, let's do this. You know, is there any of that going on? That's what I'm hearing from people. They want to know, you know, are there people standing, you know, leaders standing up and you know, getting that guy, getting that other guy?
No, there's not.
And should there be or not?
Well, I mean, that's the millennial question. That's a millennial mm-hmm. question, you know, like the conversations we had with guys last year trying to figure this out with this group. And the question is, you know, I said, fellas, we need that from within the room. We need exactly what you're saying. And the comment I got in return is, how do we hold mm-hmm. others accountable when we're not accountable ourselves? Well, therein lies the problem. You know, therein lies the problem. Now, we have to, in rebuilding this, you know, we've done a really good job. Our strength is still, our talent is still in freshman and sophomore mm-hmm. right now. The bulk of it, the bulk of our guys that can make a difference in games. We need them to go, you know, to bring it, to grow into another level and not settle into a mediocre mindset. What's going to do that? One of the ways to do that is we need to be able to sit guys out that can, you know, but what 2 and 3 do you sit out
mm-hmm.
and what do you put in there? Does it give you any chance? We struggle enough right now.
Right.
It's got to come from within the individual with pride and we have to recruit those kind of people as best we can. The bottom line is we need hard skill. That's what we need. We need hard skill. Hard skill. We have skill, but we need hard skill. An example of that is with all the defensive mechanisms we have in our game, everything we have, how good we are, cover for a 3-on-3 line rush situation with 3.5 minutes left in the game when you haven't given up squat in the hockey game against, and you get beat on a 1-on-1 play where they score with 3.5 minutes left in the game. You can't back up a 3-on-3 situation mm-hmm. with coverage. You have to be able to play your 1-on-1, things like that. That's the accountability structure that happens with certain individuals over and over that we have to keep, you know, that we have to keep working with. But we're working with our talent as much as we have. But again, pull from the top. We're being very positive with this group. Because the group is working hard, they're doing what we're asking. We have to get more competitive in practice. So we have to instill that in certain ways and find ways to be creative to make guys naturally more competitive that aren't competitive. And by competitive, I mean people see it. I have a friend here. We had some friends from the Sioux this weekend, non-hockey people, friends that we grew up with. They're not hockey people. But we were having breakfast yesterday morning, and my buddy said to me, he said, we were talking about the game a little bit, which they didn't want to talk about, really. but he made the comment, he's not really, you know, he likes watching hockey, but he's not a hockey guy. He says, you know, I watch Washington, and that Ovechkin, he's always in the same spot. And he's shooting from that spot all the time, and he scores from that spot. And I said, that's exactly, you just said it to a T, the situation. Everybody in the NHL knows Ovechkin is standing in that one spot to the goalie's right. He's going to move around in that area. He's going to get open. He's going to get in and out, and they're going to try to get him the puck. And if they don't get him the puck, and if they have to have a guy go out there and cover, they're going to beat them someplace else until they have to pack it in, and they'll eventually find him. And when they find him, he's doing what he does. And if the, either the goalie stops it or it's going in, and it goes in as much as the goalie stops it, you need to have that. I'm going to be the best, and I'm going to exert my will on you mentality. You have to have that. The great players have that. You don't have to have a ton of that. You know, if you look back, Alex Patan, marginal defense, elite offensively, played because he got those 8 or 9 scoring chances a night. And by the way, Brian Hallinan the other night was in on 8 scoring chances, 5 of them the primary, which meant he was the guy. He walked in on a breakaway, had the goalie beat in the third, walked in 3 times to the hash marks, missed the net on it. Botts walked into the hash marks, fanned on it, and shot it into the corner. We're doing everything we can to isolate those areas, but we got to get some grunty goals too. Mm-hmm. But you have to exert your will. So is there that pull? No, there's not. There's not, because I think there's a degree of, now there's disappointment when we lose, but there's also in practice, you know, I tell the story with last year with Luker. It's actually a great story. Maybe it is just to me. He's got a guy last year sitting under the basket, and he gets 3 straight layups. They're working their offensive zone plays, and he moves into that position on the basket and lays it up and gets a basket. Then he misses one. This kid missed one. And then the next 3 shots he took were from 3-point range. And at coffee on Monday, I said, Luker, how come that one guy didn't just keep going under the basket? He made 3 of 4. Like, to me, 75% in basketball shooting is... Wouldn't you take that every day? Mm-hmm. Like, you seem to me you'd take it a lot. And then he went out and he shot those 3 points. And I said, my theory on it is that you deal with what we deal with in that, and his team wasn't as good last year as his team. They're phenomenal this year. They're doing a great job. But he didn't like the look of him missing. He didn't have the confidence. When he missed that layup, I'm going out because no, I'm not supposed to make these 3s. This is now Joe Sean's mentality. So I'm going to try these really difficult plays. If you see us often, we take pucks from great scoring areas, and that's what your friends are probably telling you. Why do they do this? Why do they do that? Why do we take it from a primary scoring area and move way and go way out to the perimeter again? And that's because we want to slow the game down and look for what we want to do. We need time and space. And that's where teams give you the time and space. Games are won not in those areas. Games are won in the critical ice areas. And we are working our tails off to get our guys to play the game in those areas, to attack critical, to own that part of the ice. And it's not in the nature. So we have to make, I think we have to make practices so difficult in that regards, and guys will rebel. They won't like it. And I'm not talking about getting in their ears and criticizing them, doing things like that. Just by putting mechanics in place that force them to compete so that when they get into the games, we need to make the games easier competitively than practices are, I think is the biggest thing that we have to really instill in our guys. And we'll get pushback and we'll probably get some injuries and things like that, but it's the only way we're going to turn the corner, in my opinion.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at some of the highlights from the 2 games against Ferris State. It's all part of the Joe Sean Hour. If you have a question for Coach Sean and you're listening on live here on Monday morning, email it to us, dj@themix93.com.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. Walmart pickup is so easy.
Attention, Earthlings. We picked up your radio transmission. Across the universe, we've searched for signs of intelligent life, and we found it. It's Walmart pickup. Order online from anywhere in the galaxy and pick up curbside for free with same prices as in-store? Wow, that's easy. We come in peace and with a long shopping list. And friendly.
Only at Walmart. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Play Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Okay, it doesn't rhyme, but this game is way more lovable than all the mushy Valentine's Day stuff. It's got more than 4,000 fun levels, tons of cute characters, and it's been downloaded over 100 million times. Look, they even have a sweet, heart-filled Valentine's Day theme. Love that. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Play Best Fiends. Download free.
Hey,
there, Husky fans. This is Sully from the Campus Store. The Michigan Tech Campus Store is located in the Memorial Union Building on the Michigan Tech Campus. And University Images is located in the Student Development Complex at the top of McGinnis Drive. They are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages directly from either store for out-of-town friends and family. Stop by the Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Right now, I'm holding a perfectly ice-cold Coors Light. You know how I know it's the perfect temperature? Because the mountain on the can is blue. And also, it's really cold. Every Coors Light is cold-filtered, cold-lagered, and cold-packaged. Notice how many times I said cold? 3 times. It's that cold. So make sure the mountain on your can of Coors Light is blue. Because that means it's ready to enjoy. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Friday night, Michigan Tech took a 1-0 lead at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena.
Right to the front of the Husky goal. Here's a chance now for the Bulldogs. Big save made there by Jerusik. He kicked that one as the stick is broken now, and the Huskies get it out to center ice. Boy, that to the untrained eye, that didn't look like much of a save, but here comes Ray Bryce coming back. He'll shoot. Score!
As you hear in the call there, what a great save by Matt Jerusik right before that came back. I don't know if you remember how much, but it was just one of those sneaky low wrist shots that kind of went through everybody. He kicked it out, and I thought, wow, what a great save. And then we come back and score. Which
yeah,
is
and I want to make sure I say something because I just heard it there. The energy that we got that I felt Saturday night and every night, but Saturday night in that third period was absolutely outstanding. The crowd was so into the game, helping us to try to get over the hump in that game. It was, you know, you could feel it on the bench. The pep band was energized. The Misfits were energized. The local on minor hockey night were energized. And it was just a great feeling, on the bench. And we played a good third period. I thought, didn't get one in the net, or well, we got one in the net, but didn't get the second one. But it was, you know, the support that we get here is absolutely incredible.
So, nice goal by Ray. I know he just kind of came off the bench and the puck was fed to him by Hallinen, but
that's Ray. And Ray does, he's a guy on our team that will do anything he can to get that puck in the net, and he will get into those gritty areas. It's just being able to do that on a consistent basis for him and the ability to move the puck up the ice into those situations. But he does exactly what we ask of a guy. And that's, you know, he'll shoot it. And that's why he's got 4 goals and no assists. But he'll take the puck and he'll shoot it, and he did that. Took a couple strides in and was getting hauled down and put the puck on net and got a big goal for us.
Hallinen got the only assist on that play. That made it 1-0 at the 1:31 mark of the second period after a scoreless first period. Huskies get another one from Sheamus.
Huskies with a shot through, scores! Donahue from the point, and it was going wide of the net, was redirected in front, I think, by a Bulldog. And the Huskies have taken a 2-0 lead here in the second period.
Parker Sorensky and Logan Ganey get the assists on Seamus Donahue's third of the season. That was going wide, and it hit somebody on the way in.
Yeah, the guy stuck his stick up for Ferris and pulled it back in the net. It was a non-quality scoring chance that ended up in the net for us, and that's good things happen when you get traffic in front and send the puck at the net.
So that was at the 5:31 mark, and then it was Moist that got the only goal of the game for the Ferris State Bulldogs.
Ferris State is 1 goal from getting right back in this game. Trenton Bliss loses it. Here's a chance right at the doorstep. A shot, they score. You can just kind of feel it. The Bulldogs taking advantage of the Huskies, not taking care of the puck. And a nice job there by Ferris State. And getting the goal will be Marshall Moines, who just about had one a moment ago. It's a 2-1 game.
Yeah, a little momentum right there for Ferris State. And you can kind of feel it that they might pop one in, and they did.
But you said it right there before that. The Huskies not taking care of the puck. And again, that's, we're talking about that hard skill, that certain times of the game, plays that you need to make, plays that you can't make. Sometimes you have to eat the puck and turn into a battle situation and come out with it. And sometimes we force pucks in the defensive zone and try to make plays that we really shouldn't make, and we should be battling more and working the puck into safe plays.
So we go to the third period, Coach. There is no scoring. We get outshot 12-7 in that third period. What did you think was different about the third period compared to the first two periods in that Friday night game?
We've just talked about it. It's when we went up 2-0, again, it's that, you know, that Tyler Shalass drive, you know what I mean? It's that we kind of just took our foot off the gas when we went up 2-0 in that game. We were really good up till that time. First period was an outstanding period for us. We went 3, a crossbar and 2 goalposts. Even on Saturday, we hit some goalposts and crossbars. And, but it was, I just think we took the foot off the gas and weren't able to get our foot back on that pedal.
I don't remember the last game. This probably hasn't been that long, but the last game that we didn't get a power play.
We deserved a couple for sure. Yeah. Sheamus was hit down the corner on an interference. On a puck race that was, you know, that we would have got a 5-minute major for. But, you know, I'm okay with that. Keep the special teams right out of the game, and I'm good with that.
Final shots, Ferris State 31, Michigan Tech 30. But the Huskies win the game by a score of 2-1, get their 14th win of the season, your 50th win, Coach, behind the bench. Congratulations again on that. And we'll take a look at Saturday night's game right now as the Huskies took on Ferris State University on junior hockey night. And it's always fun. I love seeing all the kids with their junior hockey jerseys because I remember being one of those kids and being so proud to have whatever might jersey I had and showing it off to everybody, and I think it's a special night.
And after the game, it was outstanding with the guys on the ice with the young kids. You know, I can't say enough about the area, about the work ethic and you know, the love for the program, the love for the university. It's Lauren, I can't. We talk about it all the time. We had our friends here this week, and we told them, we said, this is just a great place. A great place to be, a great place to have, you know, raise kids, wonderful community, and they enjoy the hockey, and I enjoy the community.
Well, let's take a look at the scoring in that second game on Saturday night, Coach. It was Ferris State getting the first goal at the 5:30 mark. We'll get your comments on it right after this.
Huskies and the Bulldogs. Here's a chance back to the way for Ferris State, and a goal! Nice shot taken there, right through goaltender Jarusik by Hunter Wendt, and the Bulldogs enjoying their first lead of the game.
Boy, Hunter Wendt, he's the real deal. Nice player out there for Coach Bob Daniels. But what happened on that one, Coach?
Bad goal. Bad goal that went through, went right along the ice, right in between Maddie's wickets and from an angle shot. So, not much going on prior to that. But still only 1-0 early in the game, maybe 3.5 minutes in, something like that.
Yeah, 5.5 is the time of the goal.
Early into the game and still a lot of time for us to exert our will.
We trail 1-0 going into the second period. That's when we got the 5-minute major power play. And you had mentioned, you know, we get a few shots early on, and then we just kind of didn't get anything after that, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to be, again, too perfect. You know, we got to get the puck. Ironically, going into that, we changed the momentum in the second period in a lot of ways because we tried to do everything quicker, and we told the guys, get pucks to the net and retrieve them and get them back at the net. And that changed the momentum. We took over, and then they drew that major, and then we're going. We wanted the same mentality on the power play and went back into perimeter hockey. And again, it's just a mindset, Dirk, if you could bottle it, and, the only way I know to solve it is to, when guys are playing that way, is to play other guys and give other guys the opportunity. The issue is right now, when guys go in the lineup, we don't get the performance out of them that we want, that pushes it. We don't get the performance up to our top nine. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a difficult, right now we have to still work on our culture of excellence more than anything else. Our guys are great. I can't ask for more. We, in my opinion, well, I said it. One goal more a game, and we're a top 10 team in the country. And that's the bottom line of it. Without that ability to do that, we are in every single game because we defend the same. We give up the same amount, 1 or 2, maybe 3 with an empty net, something like that. And then it's going to be a one goal game the other way. You know, last week, 1-1 at Bemidji. Could have been our game, and then this week they beat Mankato 4-2 on Saturday night. So we're right there. We're one goal away, and we're doing everything we can in our knowledge to get. I think we have the talent. I believe in our guys. We just have to have the will to want to be great.
Tommy Perrottino finally gets on the board for the Huskies, his sixth of the season. This came in the third period. The Huskies were down by one, and we were talking about how this crowd, and you were mentioning earlier how the crowd just had this buzz about it in the third period when we were down by one. And you just felt if we did get the tying goal, they were going to go crazy, and boy, did they ever.
Trying to get back in position is Drusick, and the Huskies bump it up, and it will be brought up now to center ice. This is Pianola off the board. Huskies are onside. Caratino walks in, shot,
I was talking to some fans after the game, their coach, and they thought once we got that goal that, you know, it was that we were going to take it over and stuff like that. And but nice shot by Tommy. It almost looked like he didn't get all of it, like it was rolling on him a little bit. What a great, and he knew the goaltender was cheating, had his head up, right?
Tommy's been outstanding, hasn't he? He's gotten some big goals for us. He's competing hard. We talked about him a little, you know, earlier in the year, how we want to get complete games out of him, where he'll give us a shift here, a shift there. But when we start getting complete games out of him, he's got the ability to be a difference maker. And we're starting to see that out of him. We're starting to see that out of Brian Hallinan. Brian Hallinan, once in the last four or five games, he's won some tremendous battles against two and three guys that have equated into scoring chances for us. So we do have some guys growing. We do have some young talent that is emerging in a lot of ways, and those are a couple of guys that are really, really doing it for us. I think Dadama is growing. He's growing in a big way for us. Another freshman, big freshman for us that's making plays and starting to figure things out a bit. So we're headed in the right direction. I like our team, and when you look at it, the good thing is everybody's watching the game and expecting us to win. Like there, it's like, oh, why don't they? You know, it's that close. It's that cotton picking close. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing, because if we weren't even able to compete, that'd be a whole different ball of wax. We are right there with a team that could, if we can hit our stride and get that confidence offensively, could make a difference and win the playoffs. We could do that.
So it's tied 1-1 in the third period, and this is the goal you talked about earlier, Coach, by Ferris State University.
Here in our third period, brought to you by the Turbo Agency. Center able to move it over for Callen. Callen able to get it up now for McDougal. McDougal comes up with good speed, makes a couple of nice moves across the Michigan Tech line. McDougal walking in. Here's shot! Save! Rebound! Did they score? They did! What a goal by the Ferris State Bulldogs, all because of McDougal, and the Huskies are down again by a goal with 3:41 left to go in the third.
So you were saying that obviously should never have happened the way it did there, right?
Well, there are a few things there were three things that happened on that play that shouldn't happen, but they did. So but they did. Now, after that, we got the goalie out, and we actually executed pretty well. We had two really good scoring chances. Botts in front of the net had a really good, we found him in the slot area for a really good shot, and Brian Hallinan had a really good opportunity. So, we controlled after that. The guys still played. They were disappointed after the game with the loss. Hopefully that leads to a couple of really good practices this week. Wednesday's gonna be an off day to travel to Huntsville, but I'm going to tell you right now, Huntsville's going to be the exact same. They compete hard. They played Bemidji really tough a couple of weeks ago. They're going to be one goal games again until we get to the point where we can put up four or five and we get some offensive dynamic structure to us. It's going to be a one goal game. And so you can't look at records really right now. All you can look at is that if we can find a way to get that third goal and then maintain the defensive structure that we've held, then we can come out of there with a win.
Final score, Ferris State 2, Michigan Tech 1. The shots were 30 for the Huskies. FSU had 24 shots. We were 0-3 in the power play. They were 0-1 on the man advantage.
Attempts in that game, though, if you have the final attempts, I mean, I think we had near 80 attempts in the game we out-attempted them in a big way, I think, in the hockey game.
Yeah.
So we're generating it.
68 attempts.
Yeah.
Wow.
To how many did they have?
49.
Yeah. So
almost 20 more.
So the flow of the game was really strong in our favor. And again, if you watch it, watching the game back, it was as in a spectator view, it's a pretty good hockey game. You're frustrated as a fan because you're watching and you're like, shoot that puck. You know what I mean? You know, get that's what you're doing because it's right there. It's so close. Very little time in our zone, in the hockey game. So, we're not far away. We just, again, I just think we need some pull from the top. you know, some push from the bottom to somehow get some pressure on the guys. Because other than that, it comes down to intimidation. You know what I mean? And that's very short-lived, you know, threatening guys and things like that. And the guys are working hard. They're working hard. We're trying to make them a little different. Again, I go back. We're trying to, it's your son who you're like, you love him to death. You know, son, your decisions are poor. You're making poor decisions. I know, Dad. I don't know why I do that. So, but we have to grow. We have to continue to get better and we have to grow.
One thing that we improved on from, Friday night to Saturday night, Coach, and even though we lost the face-offs. Yeah. I mean, incredible work.
Yeah, it was a point emphasis. And a lot of that was second. A lot of that was our second man. Again, making sure that we get in there and have the first second man and come up with that puck. That's a big deal. And that's no different than 5-on-5. Having reading a containment, a pressure situation, having a close second man when we need it, spreading the zone when we need it, so.
Alex Smith, 15-4 on faceoffs on Saturday night when he lost his, or he was even 10-10 on Friday night. Grayson Reitmeier, 9-4 on mm-hmm. faceoffs.
Grayson
as well.
Practiced hard. We let him watch a couple of games, after I believe the first game at Bemidji, and he watched a couple of games. He practiced hard this week. We need him to compete. And again, that's, you know, we have to do that in and out. But we're just limited in some ways on how much of that we can do, especially when guys are, you know, working. They're all working the same. They're all working hard. They're just not grinding enough for us.
8 more games left in the regular season. A lot's gonna happen between now and that last game against Northern Michigan, and it all starts this week. And we'll talk a little bit about Alabama-Huntsville and that weekend coming up a little bit later on. Plus, we'll get going on your questions. And if you have a question, you still have time to get it in if you're listening here on Monday morning. DJ@themix93.com. The Joe Schaan Hour continuing right after these.
Buckles Party Store, where the party starts in Calumet, is starting 2020 the same way they ended 2019, with store-wide savings in every aisle. All 6-packs of 16-ounce canned beer is on sale. All 2-liter products are 2 for $3. All 1.25 liters of pop are only 4 for $5. Stock up on Powerades, only 10 for 10. Make sure you and yours stay warm this winter with Keweenaw alpaca gear sold exclusively in Buckles Clothing Department. Save your bucks at Buckles Party Store, 5th Street in Calumet. All sales do not include taxes and deposit.
It takes hard work to reach goals. It's a truth that applies to more than sports. It goes for your financial goals as well. You work hard for your money. You deserve an investment strategy that lines up with your game plan. And your local Edward Jones financial advisor can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call me, John Nelson, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, at 482-8680 or stop by for a financial review. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of all your favorite Coke products. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke product available at your local stores and establishments. Because nothing means it's game day like Coca-Cola. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke products today. Provided by Coca-Cola of Hancock.
Thanks for being with us on the Joe Schaan Hour here today. We'll get to some of our questions right now, actually. You can still get your questions in. We'll have some more later on in the half hour here in the hour. But first question for you, Coach, is this. Can Coach comment on the efficiency of the power play?
Power play's actually been decent for the most part on the year. We get into funks where we get and really, to be honest with you, it comes down to a couple of individuals, in my opinion, overhandling the puck on each unit, and not really taking what's given to us. So the efficiency, the power play, I believe is about 15%. I think we're about 5th in the league. I think in power play, we're probably middle of the pack nationally on the power play as well.
Right now it's 17.1%.
That's not bad. We'd like it to be 20. 17's not bad if you were to look at comparatively nationally. So, but again, I think we're so dependent on a few individuals that when those individuals aren't clicking, it goes to what we're saying before. When they're on, when they're excited, when they're enthusiastic, then it works a lot better.
You know, you touched on something that I think is something is good to maybe explain a little bit further, because I think a lot of people think of the power play as something that you create. You as the power play team are creating everything, but you mentioned a lot of it is figuring out what the penalty kill is giving you and you figuring out what to do from there.
Yeah, and everyone's different. Every breakout's different. If you see how many times this year, we did it twice this weekend where we sprung breakaways on the power play mm-hmm. breakout. You know what I mean? Like you set up different things all the time to work. And again, we're trying to teach our guys to learn the game. If they run, who's covering the pop? What's their force scenario? Can you draw three men up top? What are the different things that you can do? And if you're doing that, these are some of the outs that you can have, some of the quick strike plays that you can have. Then you're dependent on the guys to make the reads. You know what I mean? To identify it and to see it and then to adjust midstream when they do something else. You might want to run into a different look and things like that. So you're dependent on your individuals to be clear-minded and focused. And that's part of the maturity process that we're talking about, is doing everything that you possibly can to be prepared to have success. That's what we need to do better. That's what we need to do better. Shoot the puck more in practice. Simplify line rushes in practice so that every time you have an opportunity in a game, the likelihood of you executing it is that much better. But it first comes to recognizing the situation and then making the play. And there are guys here, I'll give it, Dylan Stamen wanted to be told everything. What do you want me to do in that situation? What do you want me to do? Dylan, we're not going to tell you what to do in every situation. I mean, this game's fluid. The hockey's a fluid game. That was his way of being able to come back at you. Well, you told me to do this. Dylan, we're not going to do that. You know, you're an intelligent guy. You're a 4-point grade point. Figure this out. You know what I mean? Read it and figure it out.
Next question for you, Coach. You were mentioning hard skill. This listener says, how many hard skill guys are being recruited or are currently committed?
Our first priority, and that's a great question. Our first priority was to give ourselves a skill base with some size, a la Bliss. Bretzman, those guys that not to be small skill, so that when it was soft, when it wasn't competitive, while it was developing, it was totally ineffective, to have some bigger, stronger skill. Brian Hallinan, and you're seeing where that's paying off for us right now in all three of those freshmen. They're by far our top goal scorers. Now we have to make sure that we have enough grit. And that's what I've been telling our guys. We need harder grit. And I'm even looking at some guys that our assistants that we have committed right now that our assistants probably would say they're not ready to come in and whatever. But they're pretty hard players, that I think have talent level that, just like Brian Hallinan, and when we get them in here, they'll do a job for us, and continue to grow, and we'll have more speed at our depth positions and more push, and we'll be able to get them in the lineup and replace guys that, cause you don't like begging guys. You don't like harping on guys. Just like parenting, you don't want to nag guys. You don't want to nag them. Mm-hmm. Actions speak louder. You have to have the ability to correct with actions, not by belittling and bemoaning, and you have to be able to just, hey son, I'm giving your sister the car tonight. Well, why is that? Well, because when I was out there shoveling, you certainly could have been out there shoveling while your sister was helping mom with dishes. Mm-hmm. No one asked her to do dishes. I went out there and shoveled, you know what I mean? You didn't come out and help. She needs the car, she's using the car. You know what I mean? Actions speak louder with an explanation, and then you move on. And then you hope you get the behavior that you want.
All right. More questions can be sent in at dj@themix93.com. Coach, as we take a look at the standings, we are still outside looking in with the home playoffs. We're behind Alaska, who is the fourth spot right now. We do have two games in hand against the compared to the Nanooks. We are at 29 points. They are at 35. Northern Michigan right now in third place with 38 points. 45 for Bemidji State in second, and Minnesota State in first place with 51 points. But obviously, there's still a lot of movement here. As you, the coach, what is your gut feeling that this team is able to do in the last eight games here to try to get home ice?
That's a good question. We're certainly capable of beating every team that we're going to play. We're certainly we've shown that we're capable of beating every team we're going to play. As it is, here's Joe Sean's concerns. This is the time of year that we talk about often. I've been talking about since I've been here, even as an assistant, that every team is playing harder. They're playing harder. Last year, you saw how we handled that. We weren't willing to go where the other teams wanted to go. The year before, when we won the championship, our turnaround was in the same thing, was against Bowling Green, at Bowling Green, after getting thumped the night before and going out there and just banging everything in sight. And that gave guys confidence and turned our whole run around. And we ended up going on a great streak after that and winning the playoffs. Now, the question is, do the players we have here have that in them, that competitive edge in them to do that? We don't know that, because for all we know is from this year with some of these guys, and from last year, some of these guys, and this year now, and what we're seeing is that we have to play a lot harder. We have to play a lot harder. Now, if we can, if the guys are willing to get outside of their comfort level, if we're willing to become something that we're not, to try to improve ourselves, to try to be the best that we can be, then we can go on a nice run. If not, it's going to be a crapshoot every single game on how many goals we can get on any given night. And if they go in, like the other night, we could have gotten three or four. We had the chances to get three or four more goal, but even Saturday night, we had the chances. We controlled the play. But we didn't, right? We didn't. So, but if we're harder, more determined, we can, and get a couple of rebound goals, pop in a couple of, so that every goal doesn't have to be perfect, a great shot like Paratino, things like that. So, look at their goal. Their goal was a rebound goal. We gave up 6 scoring chances in the game till 3 minutes and 49 or 45 seconds left when they scored. 6 scoring chances in the game. I wonder how close we are nationally, if you were to look at it, in scoring chances nationally. We would have played a better game against University of Michigan or Michigan State. People would have probably enjoyed the game more, because we'll play a skill game with those teams. Our guys like it. They like to get up and down the ice. They like to do that. It would have been a different game. We might have scored 3. But we're not playing those teams. We're playing against teams that are going to grab everybody and defend and tie everybody up and do. And you have to grind and muck it out. It's a different game. You can't play certain teams the same way you play other teams. And the teams we're going to play, Dirk, to answer your question, is we're going to play Lake State. They're going to muck and grind. We're going to play Huntsville. They're going to muck and grind. We just saw Ferris State. They're going to tie up everybody around the whole ice with a 1-4-4 check or diamond plus one. You know, Northern Michigan is going to play the same way. Look at Northern Michigan. The difference probably between them and us probably is one player, Griffin Loughran.
Loughran, yeah.
And we saw what he did against us. Put a good slash on, you know, the things he did at the end of that game. Good for him. People don't, Joe, how come you like Marchand? Because Marchand makes a difference in that way in a hockey game. He has hard skill. You know what I mean? Those are the guys that win hockey games, because you see the stuff you don't like, but the other players feel the stuff that they don't like on the other team. And that's the way you have to play this game, within the confines of the rules.
Do you feel that in general we are not as physical, just playing, you know, with body checks and everything? Are we not as physical as we should be in general?
I don't think we're as physical on the offensive side of the puck.
Okay.
I like our guys. I love our guys. They work hard. We practice well. Last year we didn't practice well. We had guys that just wanted to go through the motions. This team practices well. Smitty, Botts, Ray, Donnie, they've done a great job. Our other upperclassmen, a lot of our underclassmen, they've done a great job we practice well. We do a good job. We just don't execute well offensively. That's all I'm talking about. All I'm talking about is one goal, Dirk. One goal. That's what I'm telling our guys. One goal. One goal takes you. We would be second or third place in the league with one goal. Maybe challenging the top with one more goal average a game. I mean, look at the 2-1 games or the empty net goals. Look at the two with Clarkson, number 4 or 5 in the country. Look at the one goal game with an empty netter against North Dakota, top teams in the country. Look at the games we played, Michigan State. Look, one more goal. You know what I mean? Mankato, 2-1 goal games with empty net. You know, it would, one goal games. You know, we took a major against Mankato. We're in total control. We have a 2-0 lead against Clarkson. We're a good hockey team. We're a good hockey team that we want guys that want to be a great hockey team. You know what I mean? To be a Michigan Tech representative of the great students that come here, that people from all over the world come and hire. That's what we're asking. We're asking guys to get out of your comfort zone and be great. And, you know, it's really easy to sit back and not do that, right? It's easy for all of us to sit back and be comfortable, but great things don't happen by doing that. Joe Sean didn't get this job by sitting at home with his family. He got his job by taking care of his family, and once he was stuck in the game, pursuing it so that he could provide for his family. You have to get out of your comfort level. You know, you have to go, and I did that, and people do that. Everybody in this community does that. And we got to teach our guys to do that. You know what I mean? And we're parenting, we're leading, we're pulling. We need the next tier to pull as well, and then we need the bottom to push. We need more inner accountability within the group. The player, the individual made a great question to you. Does anybody stand up and challenge anybody? You have to perform in order to do that. You know what I mean? And that's what we need. We need people that perform. You know, the guy, you don't want a guy that, there's that great commercial there. I'm one of the, hey, look who's back on staff. The doctor walks in. Look who's back. Hey, I've been reinstated. Hey, we're going to do it today. Are you nervous? Yeah, I'm nervous, Doc. Yeah, well, me too. You know the commercial I'm talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Him.
You want the best. Mm-hmm. You want the best. You want Mayo's. You want the best. And we want our guys to want to be the best. Because once you do that, Dirk, you do it in everything. Mm-hmm. You do it in everything you do. You'll be the great parent. You'll be the great everything. That's what we're after.
Because I guess I bring up the physical thing because it has been really nice. I mean, we are one of the least penalized teams. We're 12th. Best as far as not getting penalties in the game. And I know that's a fine line from, you know, playing more physical and then, you know, and possibly getting more penalties. But it has been nice the last three games that, you know, we've hardly been in the box at all.
Yeah, but, and we didn't get a penalty against Michigan at the July Championship.
Right.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Here's my thing on that though. We're disciplined.
Yeah, very.
And we get the puck. We defend. That's where you're physical. That's where that physical side comes through, is to get the puck. You know what I mean? We want our guys to be, when I'm talking about competitive, don't take the easy out with the puck. Don't throw it haphazardly. Don't carry the puck into a situation where you have absolutely nothing and then throw it somewhere. You know what I mean? Make your plays when they're there. Be attentive and competitive. And when you don't have it, then work your tail off to get it back for those second chance opportunities. Those critical scoring chances. That's what I'm asking us to compete offensively. Mm-hmm. I'm asking us to get into hard ice where you're going to get a chop when you're not ready for it. You're going to get a stick in the back of the neck. You know what I mean? You're going to get a slash on the wrist. You know, that's where the goals are scored. You know what I mean? I've said it before. You want to meet girls, you don't meet them sitting in your living room, you know what I mean? Like, or guys, or, I mean, whatever it is. You have to go where the action's at. You have to go where it's hot in hockey, and it's hot in front of that net. That's where we're trying to get, and that's what we're trying to own. With first chance, second chance, third chance, I don't care if guys pick up that puck in their teeth and spit it into the net in 1,000 different chunks. I don't care if we push a goaltender in the net and it gets disallowed 5 times in a game. If that one gets allowed, that's the goal we need. That we need one goal every night. One more goal every night. One goal last night, and we're getting a point. One goal in every game we play, we're getting a point. One goal the week before against Bemidji. The overtime game the week before that is just one more goal is what we're asking. And we're not asking to do more defensively. We're shutting down defensively. We're asking to compete with the puck, be strong on the puck, support each other, be a good second man, grind it out.
All right, very good. We'll be right back with our final segment here on Mix 93. It's the Joe Sean Hour.
America's all about working hard and keeping what's yours, right? Then why do we spend hundreds of dollars for tax filing services that have features we don't need? This year, keep more of your hard-earned money with TaxSlayer. It's the right tool at the right price. Anyone can file for just $17. And for qualifying returns, it's completely free. The best part? TaxSlayer gives you 100% guarantee for your biggest refund. See for yourself and start slaying your taxes at TaxSlayer.com. It's your refund. Go get it.
Are you sick of crushing candy and want something better? Well, better is here with Best Fiends. Join millions of satisfied Americans and start playing today. Best Fiends is a 5-star rated addicting puzzle adventure game where you collect cute characters and solve thousands of fun puzzles. Don't miss out on the Best Fiends obsession. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Play Best Fiends. Download free.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from Auto Owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Just a few minutes left in the Joe Schaan Hour. We do have one more question that just came in, Coach. How will the hockey team build to be a top contender in the league? Mel took over the first 2 years and built a winning team with Russell's guys.
Maybe somewhat accurate comment, maybe not. What I'll say is this. If you look at the guys that were recruited here at that time, and I'm just being honest, they were recruited in the old WCHA. They were recruited with the benefit of recruiting into the old WCHA, and I mean all of them. I mean Roy, I mean Hannah, I mean Patan, I mean Tanner Carroll. I mean, the fact is, nowadays a lot of those guys we're in those battles all the time, in recruiting all the time. And I ask every single guy that doesn't commit here, all I ask you to tell me, I wish you the absolute best of luck. What was the difference? Because when they come here, they like everything about it here. Some people want a bigger city. That's legit. They like everything about here. So what drives a kid to another school? You know, and for the most part, the answer is the league. So the players that this individual is talking about were recruited in the old WCHA. Now, let's add that. They never had a winning record in the old WCHA. That's where I'm saying that it's kind of accurate. It's kind of inaccurate. They didn't have a winning record, in honesty. And I'm saying when I got here, which was after, that was the first winning record they've had in a long time. The first time we won a league in like 40 years was my second year here. And we had those players because they were so committed out. And that's the way that Mel recruited, so committed out and pushing guys back that really, and honestly, and I'm not making any excuses, when we took over, it was through the pushback. The guys who didn't want to come here had decommitted by that time, and then things changed. But the other guys were part of the old WCHA, playing North Dakota, playing those teams every night. And when they got into the new, that's when the record, and I've been the benefit of that as well with my time here. We're recruiting the best we can to build. But it's unfair. Look at what's going on right now with Wisconsin. Look what's going on right now with Michigan. I mean, look at their good programs with great recruiting tools with no better standing than us nationally. And when they play against the Clarksons and no better results. So, kind of fair, kind of unfair. How do we do it? We do it by improving our depth, getting hard skill, having tremendous culture and leadership. At the top. That's how we do it. We have to be special. We have to be special. And right now, we don't completely have that special feeling where guys are looking at each other and saying, this is the way we do it here. You know, where guys are saying to somebody else, you gotta play harder. You know, you can't have that bad. That can't happen. we need that.
Coach, thanks for your time. We're out of time. Thanks for all the questions, ladies and gentlemen. And tune into the games Friday and Saturday night. The Huskies will take on the Chargers in Huntsville. And we'll have the broadcast starting at 7:30, both Friday and Saturday night, exclusively on Mix 93 WKMJ. That is the Joe Schon Hour here on Mix 93.